I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News. The Green Mountain Care Board has set budgets for the state's 14 hospitals. This spring, the board told hospitals they should limit the growth in revenues they collect from patients to 2.8%. The hospitals have met that overall goal for their 2019 budget. Kevin Mullen chairs the board, and he says the state is seeing some success as it seeks to control increases in healthcare costs.
Over the last 3 years, we've had historic lows as far as the growth in healthcare spending. That doesn't mean that it's still not excessive.
Mullen says more and more Vermont hospitals have also enrolled in a system that will change the way medicine is delivered and paid for. He says this is a significant piece of healthcare reform because it will reimburse providers based on patient outcomes instead of fees for a particular medical service. The Department for Children and Families wants to completely revamp the state's emergency housing program. Jeffrey Pippinger is with the DCF. He says the program has been built piecemeal over the years and needs to be updated.
It's a long process. You know, we're essentially overhauling an entire program. And the pace of moving forward at times is slow because we're trying to be as deliberate as possible.
Pippinger says the eligibility process is time-consuming and confusing, and it takes resources away from serving people who are homeless. The number of people requesting cold-weather housing increased by 20% last year. Governor Phil Scott's Opioid Coordination Council discussed safe injection sites as a possible remedy to the ongoing opioid epidemic, but concluded they are not appropriate at this time. The council did endorse greater investment by the state in syringe service programs. For VPR News, I'm Mary Carol Magazzini.